This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tommy, what foods do you feel you need to wash before you eat them?
Well, it's all like fruits and vegetables.
That's it?
That they're loose.
Kimmy, is there something else?
What else would you wash?
Is there something else you feel like you need to wash outside of fruits and vegetables?
No, it's mostly, just the produce, stuff that comes out of the ground.
Well, there are folks saying there is one more food you bring in your house you have
and
to wash.
Is that a fruit or a produce?
No, it's not a fruit, no. Right. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. You guys haven't started washing your shredded cheese yet.
What?
No, why would you?
What do you mean,
how
why would you?
How do you wash shredded cheese?
You wash it.
What?
You put it in a colander.
Individually?
No.
But wait, it would clog up the colander.
No, it wouldn't.
I would think it would make the cheese like sticky.
And blech.
Okay, so it turns out that
mushy-ass cheese.
The shredded cheese we buy is covered in stuff to keep it from becoming one big lump of cheese.
Yeah. Right.
For example, Kraft uses cornstarch. Some companies use potato starch. Other companies use what's called powdered cellulose, which is essentially wood pulp. Now, it's all fine for you. It's not going to hurt you. But folks have decided they want to see what the cheese tastes like without all this stuff on top of it.
Probably tastes like crap.
Why don't you just shred cheese then?
Okay, I don't know.
Shred your own cheese.
That's a great point. Just get a brick
of
cheese.
Seems like less
work. The grater than a washing a cheese ball.
Why are you getting mad at people washing cheese?
I'm mad that you're washing a cheese.
You haven't seen these videos on social media?
No, I thought you were going to say people washing like their chicken and meats.
So my aunt used to wash chicken when she brought it home.
Which, by the way, you're not supposed to do because you can like spread bacteria all over the kitchen.
Yeah, well, that's why she's no longer here.
But cheese is not something I saw coming.
I can't believe you guys haven't seen these videos because they've been all over like Instagram and TikTok. So,
but it's only shredded cheese.
Shredded cheese because it's covered in like the cornstarch
chemical.
And like I said, no, but that's just it. It's not really. I mean, it's not going to hurt you. Like we eat cornstarch, we eat that cellulose, we eat potato starch. Yeah. It's not that big a deal. Just folks decided they didn't want it, and it's also kind of a magic trick. Like folks like put the water in there, and then they pull the cheese out in the colander, and it's all murky. So it's like, what's in your food, man? Man, and it's cornstarch.
What if it doesn't taste any different too, you know what I mean?
So I have seen if you're somebody that makes like homemade mac and cheese or making something where you need the cheese to melt, you're supposed to like shred your own cheese from a block of cheese because of the coating on the shredded cheese.
Don't melt.
It prevents it from like melting fast or something. I don't know. But that's the only
scrub
reason
your
I've
cheese.
Seen That's the only thing I've seen where it's like, don't use shredded cheese.
But like you said here, and you angrily asked, why don't you shred a block of cheese?
Well, if you're worried about it.
Right, she's right.
Have you ever shred a block of cheese?
Yes, I have, but it was only to make homemade mac and cheese.
Oh, I thought it was like right into your mouth is what you were saying.
No.
I was doing cheese.
No, that's really the only ever time I've done it. I don't mind eating just shredded cheese, using that.
Do you eat shredded
cheese?
Okay, I'm not going to ask you this question because you're a bitch.
No, when I was a fat boy, I would dip shredded cheese like Skull.
Wait, dip?
I would, man. Just put a little pinch between your cheek and gum.
Kimmy, do you eat shredded cheese out of the bag?
Yeah. Who
doesn't? I think everybody has. Especially fat guys.
No, no, no. I'm not saying have you. I said do you.
Yeah,
oh, I currently.
Yes.
Oh, she got cheese on her mind.
Worst Willie Nelson song of all time. She's got cheese on her mind. Not how the song goes.
Cheesy river, take me home.
So, like, you'll sit down with a bag of shredded cheese.
Like, if I'm looking for just, like, a little snack, like a little nibble of something, I'm going shredded cheese.
But you got to do it over the sink or it's all over the floor, and or you're giving it to your dog.
Okay. But the dog will clean it up. That's what's great about eating, like, nuggets of cheese. So you won't sit on the couch with a bag of shredded cheese. You'll stand over the sink.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It's a standing snack.
Which one's sadder?
What's that?
Sitting and using a bag of shredded cheese like a box of popcorn, or standing over the sink shoving tiny shards of cheese in your face?
I'm an over the sink because I always had a dog in my life.
Okay.
And that little cheese horror is all over you. And I don't want to sit on the couch because I can't sit on the couch with cheese dog.
Is it going to make too much of a mess?
They're in your face.
Like, plus, if you sat on the couch with a bag of shredded cheese, like, the
bag is going to get all over the place.
I'm not even worried about getting all over the place. The bag is not big enough where I can sit and be full without making the bag disappear.
Yeah.
Oh. You know what I'm saying? And that would make me feel really bad about myself if I realized in 20 minutes I watched a show and ate an entire bag of shredded cheese.
You ate a pound of shredded cheese.
Which would be easy to do.
Oh, it's so a pound of cheese is nothing.
Put that on a t-shirt, sell it at the rock shop. 252 WCMF. A new social media trend has people washing their shredded cheese. People are doing this because companies use cornstarch, potato starch, powdered cellulose to keep it from sticking to each other. It's not going to hurt you, but if you watch the video, it's like stunning because if you didn't know it was on there, the water's all like murky and gray when they pull the cheese out after washing it.
So my question is, when you wash your cheese, are you putting it back into a container use for later, or are you washing it as you use it or eat it?
I would think you would have to use it right after you wash it, because if you put it back in the container,
it's
just going to
stick. Disgusting.
So let's say you're only going to use 4 ounces of cheese.
Yeah.
You'd have to put 4 ounces of cheese into a colander and rinse it.
No one in the history of cooking has ever only used 4 ounces
of
cheese.
Well, that's what the recipe calls for.
Yeah, great. Now it calls for eight.
All right.
Now it calls for a handful
of
cheese.
You're over-cheesing.
Everyone, because there's no such thing as over-cheesing, bro. Have you ever had anything in your life where it's like, oh, it's too much cheese?
No, that's true.
Right? Name me one food you ever had in your life where you're like, oh, you know what this needs? Less cheese. Can I get another one of these slightly less cheese on it?
It is the perfect food.
And it's not terrible for you if you eat it in moderation.
It's full of fat.
Oh, yeah, but it's some
good fat. It's like pure fat.
You can get them skim cheese sticks that you like to
eat. Those things are, I only say I like those, but I don't like them. Those Weight Watcher cheese sticks, like, eating a white candle.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts.